regarding the three alleged allegations on your warrant, and based upon the information that we have, you was notified of this hearing back on November the 20th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
And on there stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney or retain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you, but we don't see one in the room today. Therefore, may I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
I'm sorry, one more time?
Yeah, on the sign, on the notification that you signed, it stated, among other things, that you could obtain, I'm sorry, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. Therefore, may I assume that you're going to represent yourself, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. As you can see, there are two board members participating in your hearings today. They have been authorized by the chairman to have a panel of two, and they are Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair, and we also have in the room with us, Mr. Westby, and Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Barker and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth? So help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And at this time, I'd like to advise the board that per the Maricopa County Attorney's Office, the offender pled guilty on October 25th, 2017, in possession of dangerous drugs, and was sentenced to DOC for 4.5 years.
Okay. Do you know that you have a sentence served for 4.5 years?
Yes.
Okay, well, we're going to do an abbreviated hearing because we must do that to follow the directives of the policies of the board. What I'm going to do, I'm going to read the violations, and please tell me whether they're true, false, or you can plead the fifth. Either way, it will be abbreviated. And the first one reads that, do you understand about the fifth? Because I think that this has already been done, but if this had not been done, this is being recorded, and it could have been used in the court of law by the prosecutor or by your defense attorney. Okay. The first one reads that you have violated Arizona Condition Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing. On or about July 31st, 2017, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated September 20, 2017. Sir, is that true or false? Do you plead the fifth?
I believe it's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. The next one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of alcohol on or about August 25, 2017 per the task lab report dated August 27, 2017. Is that one true or false, sir?
True.
Okay, or the fifth. And the final one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition Supervision Number 5 as demonstrated by your possession of an illegal substance suspect to be methamphetamine on or about September 18, 2017. True, false, or do you plead the fifth, sir?
That was true as well.
Okay, sir. And now this is where I'm going to abbreviate the hearing. Based upon the admission of Mr. Barker, I move to find that he is in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision as they are listed in warrant number 2017-W3330, and that he had or might have been in criminal ways, and I further move to revoke his community supervision inasmuch as he has a new felony and he has already been sentenced for 4.5 years. And that is my motion for both.
Second.
Sir, the board has found that you did violate the terms and conditions of your supervision, and secondly, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision inasmuch as you have a new felony and has already been sentenced for 4.5 years, which means that the conditions that this board would have been working under would no longer be applicable. Therefore, this will bring your hearing to an end. You will not be released as you would have been on April 16, 2018 because of the new felony and the sentence that has already been imposed. We wish you the best, sir, and we hope when you complete that sentence that you will not return to the Department of Corrections. Good luck, and your hearing is over, sir. Thanks for your participation, and please put the CO3 back on, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.